This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Pregnancy brings big physical changes to a woman's body. But what three neuroscientists were more interested in was, what does it do to a woman's brain?
We were, like, on our 30s. We were thinking, oh, I would like to have a baby, but look at this.
Susana Carmona, a neuroscientist at the University of Carlos III in Madrid.
And then we realized that most of these data come from animal studies, and that there were no solid study about what really happens to your brain when you get pregnant. And that is how we convinced the boss that we should do that, even without any funding at this point.
Carmona and her team took MRI scans of 25 women's brains before and after their first child. They found that parts of the brain dealing with social cognition actually shrunk. They reduced in volume in women who successfully conceived and had kids. That's compared to no changes among control women, and no changes in men either, whether they were new fathers or not. Shrinking sounds bad, though. Why would you want less gray matter? But Carmona says less does not result in deficits in thinking or memory, and it might actually be the result of a good thing, the fine-tuning of connections between neurons.
When you have a lot of routes to arrive to a different place, and there's one that is the shorter and the faster one, the optimal thing will be to close the rest, so you never get lost from point A to point B.
Hormonal fluxes cause similar fine-tuning in the adolescent brain, and hormones might be the culprit for these changes as well, changes that can last at least 2 years after pregnancy. The studies in the journal Nature Neuroscience. The effect of all this could be a boost in maternal attachment, fewer hostile feelings towards the baby, and more pleasure playing together. As for Carmona and her two colleagues, they decided not to wait till the study was complete to start their families.
We decided that whatever happened to your brain, we want to be mothers.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.